sufficient strength supplied. In Deuteronomy 33 we read, "As thy days, so shall thy strength be." And in 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9 we read, "And he said to me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." As the great hymn writer carols in his wonderful words, strong in the strength which God supplies through his eternal Son, we are reminded that God himself is the source of all supplied strength. His strength is always matched to our weakness. For he himself is the powerhouse behind that special need. However keen the sorrow, however heavy the trial, however deep the wound, however complex the circumstances. And another hymn writer pens in his famous stanza that God provides strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Like each and every gift of grace, his strength is ministered to each of us according to our need. We have no need of a bank deposit of supply, no spiritual battery from which to draw our spiritual strength. His supply is a continuous flow, received by faith as need requires. Life is divided into days, and day after day after day, he provides and supplies the strength. Down through the weeks, which flow into months and years, he continues to provide strength for the day and bright hope for the morrow. You can face the future. You can face your woes, your work, your weakness, your wounds, your world. You can face your foes and friends, your finances, frets and frustrations. You can face the future in a spirit of confidence. The cross he gives is not greater than the strength you receive to lift it. The burden you carry is not heavier than the strength that he provides. Indeed, his grace multiplies when the burdens grow greater. For my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in your weakness. So often we forget the final part of Paul's wonderful message of God's sufficiency. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities. Most gladly! That the power of Christ may rest upon me. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. With such sufficiency of strength promised by God, a guaranteed sufficiency for every need, mediated to us according to our need, and promised according to his eternal bond, need we ever gasp at the enormity of the job he requires of us? Through his strength, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.